Russians invaded my house and held a Ukrainian soldier captive there. Date modified 2024-10-11T03-24-28.004Z. Description: After Marina Paradiryai fled her home in Ukraine, it appeared in an online video of a Russian soldier looking through her photos. N, dot. Russians invaded my house and held a soldier captive there, BBC. After Marina fled her home in Vuhledar, she was shocked to see a video of a Russian soldier in her house going through her things. Marina Paradiryai's home in the small mining city of Vuhledar in eastern Ukraine was her pride and joy. 17. Sadova Street was little more than a shell when she and her husband bought it. They lovingly renovated the house, painting cherry blossom and doves, symbols of love and well-being, in their bedroom. They built a swimming pool in the garden and a sauna in the basement. Marina Paradiryai, Marina's children loved the swimming pool, which was one of the last things they added to the house. Everything was planned with such passion, she tells the BBC World Service. But the peace wasn't to last. In February 2022, Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Marina's husband went to fight while she took their children and ran. Before fleeing, she recorded what she thought could be her last glimpse of their home. "My dear house, I don't know if you will stand or not. I don't know if we LL ever return here, or if we LL even survive at all," she said in a video. Marina Paradiryai, Marina's favorite room was the bedroom, with the painting of doves and cherry blossom. The next time she saw her home was a year later in February 2023, through the eyes of a Russian soldier, in body cam footage posted on social media. A Marine going by the name Fama was in her living room, flicking through photos of Marina and her family. "Beautiful," he said, looking at one photo. It was a chilling image that made her angry. "I wish I had taken the albums with me," Marina says. Ukraine spent 2.5 years defending Vuhledar, and although Russian forces had launched a major offensive in 2023, they never fully managed to capture the city until the start of October 2024. During the long battle, as the front line shifted, Fama had led a group of soldiers to the suburbs in late January 2023 and got caught in heavy fighting on Sadova Street. He and some others entered Marina's home. Russian soldier body cam, video from Fama's body cam showed him leafing through Marina's family photos. As his body cam footage went viral back home, Fama was hailed as a hero. Official documents show that he was recalled from the front in February 2023 because of a leg wound. But what the footage didn't show was that the Russians were keeping a Ukrainian soldier captive in Marina's basement, who was starving and in desperate need of medical care. His name was Alexei. Before the war, Alexei worked as an IT specialist. When Russia invaded his country, he volunteered to fight and later became a drone operator in Vuhledar. His love of dancing earned him the nickname Dancer. When the Russians broke through Ukrainian lines in late January 2023, Alexei and his comrades tried to retreat, but some of them, including Alexei, were shot. Wounded, they were taken from house to house by Russian soldiers, with Alexei eventually ending up in the basement of Marina's home. Alexei still has a bullet in his back. Doctors have told him it is too dangerous to remove it. He was held captive for almost a month. Russian footage uploaded online shows him wrapped in one of Marina's carpets. During the battle for Vuhledar, there was a point when the Russian soldiers retreated and they left Alexei behind. In all, he spent 46 days in Marina's house, and for much of that time he had barely any food or water. Injured, starving, and dehydrated, he was unable to leave the building. "I was able to find some crumbs on the floor," he tells the BBC World Service from Kyiv. "There was a piece of cracker, which a mouse stole from me at night. I hid it, and then the mouse probably stole it because I couldn't find it. But hunger was nothing compared to thirst." One day, after the Russians had left, the desperate need for water almost killed Alexei. He tore panels from a sauna in the hope that there might be water inside the pipes. He managed to break one open and drank some of the liquid inside, but it was antifreeze. Those few sips caused internal burns and were nearly fatal. Then, in March that year, when Ukrainian forces retook parts of Volodar and reached Sadova Street, another video from Marina's home went viral. It shows ex-New Zealand soldier Kane Tetai entering number 17 and finding Oleksii, Jeka __AF/TikTok. In the video of Oleksii's rescue, he can be seen sucking a lollipop, which Ukrainian forces gave him. New Zealand, it's me. Oleksii shouts at his colleague, who had traveled to fight for Ukraine. Tetai died in battle just 2 weeks later. Oleksii was carried out of the house and to safety. Had he been left just a few more days, Oleksii says he wouldn't have made it. Several other Ukrainian and Russian soldiers are known to have died in and around Sadova Street during the battle for Volodar. Thank God Oleksii survived. But the fact that people died in my house, it shocked me, Marina says. There is only death in there. The BBC World Service asked the Russian Ministry of Defense about Oleksii's treatment but received no response. Half a year after Oleksii's rescue, his Russian captor was being lauded at home. He was no longer just referred to by his call sign, Fima, but by his first name, Andrei. State TV footage shows him reenacting the Volodar assault and sharing his experiences with primary school children, where teachers present him as a hero. The BBC compared this footage with photographs of Andrei from hundreds of social media profiles and found a match, the same hairline, the same mole on the neck, and clear evidence of a leg injury. Number 17, My House of Horrors. A BBC Eye investigation from the World Service reveals how a family home in eastern Ukraine became the backdrop of three lives caught up in war, the fleeing homeowner, the starving prisoner and the Russian soldier. Watch on BBC iPlayer, UK only, or on the BBC World Service YouTube channel, outside UK. His full name is Andrei Efimkin, a 28-year-old born in Russia's Far East. We contacted him and asked about the video from Sadova Street, particularly where he flicked through the photos of Marina's family. He told us he was playing a psychological trick on himself due to the incoming gunfire. I grabbed the album and started looking at the photos to distract myself, he said. You know, actually, I felt so cold-blooded. For a second, to be honest, these thoughts ran through my mind, about who lived here. 155 Marine Brigade Telegram Channel, Fima was the call sign of Andrei Efimkin, a 28-year-old born in Russia's Far East, but when asked about Marina directly, Efimkin said he didn't want to answer any more questions and ended the call. Marina is now in Germany. As time passes, she is trying to build a new life, learn a new language and find bits of work here and there, but she still grieves her lost home in Volodar. It's so hard. I can still see my house in my dreams, it's always in my head. I still hope that Ukraine will win and everything will be fine, we will come back, she says. My land is there, the air is mine. But back on Sadova Street there is almost nothing left of her beloved house, which once again is no more than a shell. It can be recognized in drone footage shot from the air by a blue spot, where her swimming pool used to be. Standing out against a backdrop of grey rubble, Donbass Operativny/Telegram, the blue of Marina's swimming pool stands out in drone footage taken from above her home. Russians claim key city of Volodar in Ukraine's east, volunteers dying as Russia's war dead tops 70,000, Europe war in Ukraine Russia Ukraine.